You're listening to the Pete Mazzetti Show on WNHH LP 103.5 FM, your home for community radio.
And good afternoon and welcome to this week's edition of the Pete Mazzetti Show. I'm your host, Pete Mazzetti, sitting here with Chris Morgan from Valley Shore Community Television. Chris, how are you this afternoon?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. I'm good. So, Chris, since last time we talked, what's going on with VSC TV and what can you tell us?
Well, we've certainly been very busy since the last time I was here.
Okay.
We actually last night just wrapped up our last high school basketball broadcast of the season until, of course, the fall. We did roughly 10 games this year at Haddam-Killingworth High School with the HK TV program up there. And so we did a lot of our games at HK, but we also got to see a lot of the teams in the Shoreline. So we got a lot of young athletes on TV and online, and so family and friends all over the world can watch, and it was a lot of fun. It was a great experience for the kids too, because they're running camera, they're directing the games, they're calling play by play, color commentating. You know, the whole thing is a student run production, which is great.
Now, typically, how many students does it take to run a game successfully?
Generally, about 7 or 8.
Okay.
You know, we'll have 1 or 2 announcers. We run 3 cameras. Usually somebody running audio and directing the game, and then if we have anybody else, they'll either switch on and off on camera. And sometimes we'll need somebody to relieve or give a break to the person running the handheld camera at the end of the court, because that can get tiring if you hold the camera on your shoulder for 2 hours. So
exactly,
which I actually did yesterday. So
did you?
Can say firsthand, it gets tiring after a while, but it's fun.
Now, how do you choose what schools you're going to cover when you do a sport?
Generally, we try to gauge where there's student interest.
Okay.
So of the 6 public schools that are public high schools that are in our area, 2 of them have very strong TV production programs, Valley Regional and Haddam-Killingworth. And Valley Regional has a lot of their own equipment, so they've been doing a lot of basketball broadcasts on their YouTube page. We carried a couple of them on our channel. Oh. And they do a lot of their stuff in-house. HK, we've worked with over the last few years, which is a relationship that started, you know, when we started, because our executive director is the former TV production teacher at HK, Chuck Lewis.
That's right.
So we've had, you know, kind of a natural relationship with HK. I went to HK. My colleague Christy went to HK. Chuck was our teacher.
Yeah.
We were both in high school, so... there's always been, you know, a close relationship with Haddam-Killingworth, but we've done games at other schools, Westbrook and Saybrook. We haven't done Clinton or Morgan and Coggenshaug yet, but I'd like to next year. And
absolutely.
This season kind of snuck up on us with a lot of other things we had going on around the holidays.
I know.
And, I kind of wish we had more time, and I would have tried to coordinate games at more schools than we've done this year.
Exactly.
But hopefully next year we'll get more of a head start on it. That's mostly my fault for only doing games at HK this year. I'll take the hit on that one.
That's okay. And I was going to say
it was a good problem to have, because we were definitely busy before the holidays, and we've remained busy through now. So
absolutely, absolutely. I was going to say one of the things that everybody doesn't realize is during basketball season is a certain public access host has to rearrange his schedule for the convenience of basketball.
Yeah, we had a lot of Monday games this year. and some of them actually got moved due to exams and weather and other things. But, you know, we definitely appreciate you rescheduling some of your tapings to Wednesdays during the last 2 months.
I know. I know. It's the last
of your Wednesday tapings is tonight.
I was going to say it's going to be weird after taping on Wednesday nights going back to up in the upcoming tip, going back to my Mondays, but it's going to be strange.
We've had to, and you're not the only one, we've had to rearrange or reschedule certain things around basketball games, and you know, that'll free up now that basketball the regular season's over.
Right.
And we're not covering the postseason this year.
How are they looking postseason?
Who, HK?
Yeah.
Well, in HK's case, the boys and girls teams both made states.
Okay.
I believe the boys team made Shorelines and states with a win last night over Westbrook.
All right.
Which in the games that I've seen the HK boys play, I mm-hmm. think last night was their best.
Okay.
The other one that was one of the more exciting games we covered this year was the HK Morgan game, which went down to a final 3-point shot for a 2-point win by HK. So
I'm a Morgan alum, so I still think Morgan won.
Well, they did the first one. They won. Yeah, so they always meet twice.
Yeah, that's right.
In the Shoreline Conference. So right. When they played in Clinton, Morgan beat HK, I think, by more than 10 points. But when they played at HK in Higginum, HK edged them out by 2. And they were definitely the underdog.
I was actually watching
Morgan
that game.
Had the much better record. So, but HK played strong that night, and as did Morgan.
Yeah.
And HK came out on top on that one. But it was an exciting game. It was neck and neck the whole time. And that's the kind of games you like to see. They're more... You don't want to see a blowout in either direction, really, because it's less exciting.
Exactly.
You want to see it close and right down to the wire, keep you at the edge of your seat.
Absolutely, absolutely. So, Chris, tell us about Valley Shore Community Television and what exactly you guys do.
So we're the public access TV station for Southern Middlesex County. We serve 9 towns, Durham, Haddam, Killingworth, Chester, Deep River, Essex, Old Saybrook, Westbrook, and Clinton. So if anybody who either lives or works in those 9 towns, they can come to our studio in Westbrook. We're at the Shops at Water's Edge on Route 1, and they can produce their own TV show. We have two channels. We have Channel 18 and 19 on the Comcast franchise in Clinton. The Channel 18 is based at HK. That's the educational access station that serves all those towns I mentioned.
Yeah.
Our station is Channel 19, which is the public and government channel. And so we also, in addition to shows like yours, we're the home for municipal meetings
yes.
for those 9 towns that I mentioned.
Right.
So you can tune in and see town council meetings from Clinton, Board of Selectmen from Deep River and Haddam and Old Saybrook, and just starting Durham as well.
Okay.
So there's definitely a lot of content coming in from both the government side and the public side.
Okay. Now, how important is it to... As far as supporting public access and as far as people who are looking to cut the cord and listen to and basically watch everything online?
Yeah, so cord cutting has become a hot topic these days with so many options out there. I mean, if you go back 5 to 10 years ago, you had cable or satellite or you had antenna.
Yes.
There really weren't, I mean, Netflix was around, but it wasn't, you didn't have the live TV offerings via the internet that you have today.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them come at far less expense than you would get with a traditional, you know, TV package from a cable or satellite company.
Mm-hmm.
So a lot of people hang onto the internet and they'll cut the cord, but that actually has a negative effect on community access TV across the state and across the country. So in Connecticut, our community access TV all over the state of Connecticut is funded by a subscriber fee, a per subscriber fee on cable customers.
Correct.
So if they are not a customer of cable, traditional cable or TV, and that also excludes satellite, it's just traditional cable television. They don't pay the subscriber fee, which I think is, it changes based upon every franchise area, but I think it's somewhere in the range of 50 to 70 cents a month per subscriber.
I believe so.
Which is minimal. It ends up being less between, I think it's between $5 and $10 depending on the franchise every year.
Right.
So it's, you know, 2 cups of fancy coffee.
There you
basically.
Go. There you go.
So that is become a problem for community access TV across the state and the country because as people cut the cord, our funding goes down.
Yeah.
And it would be a tragic loss to lose community access stations, not just ours, but all over the country, because local media outlets like ours are really one of the only places left that you can have a look into your town hall and have a look at a certain organization. I mean, your show has so many different nonprofits and public officials and interesting guests from our community that come on and talk about things like one of your frequent guests is Carl Fortuna, who's the first selectman of Old Saybrook.
Yes.
And he always has something new to talk about that's happening in Old Saybrook.
Absolutely.
And of course, you'll read about it in the newspaper too, but it's another way to connect with the people in his town and around, you know, his town. A show like Shoreline Music Monthly showcases a lot of local talent that might not otherwise get recognized. So it's a real valuable resource that a lot of people would like to see preserved going forward. So trying to figure out a way to do that is the next challenge going forward.
Right. And it's, and you know as well as I know that public media, that public access and local public media is a very very important part of today's industry, today's world, and the way that people get their news. And what we also want to include Harry Draws in the conversation. Harry, what do you think about how important is it for people to support your local public community radio station?
Well, it's important to me because, you know, it's my job.
Yeah, exactly.
But no, it is important. I think you get more information when you have people come in and actually sit down with you and they're comfortable. When you read something in an article, for me personally, you know, if it doesn't grab me right away, I move on to the next thing. So you have basically around 30 words to grab me. You know, if you don't, I'm on to the next. But when you have people in front of you or you're watching on Facebook Live, or, you know, you could go actually watch us right now on the New Haven Independence Facebook page,
right,
or WNHH Community Radio's Facebook page, or at WNHHLP on Twitter. But anyway, so so when you're actually watching like this or listening, because a lot of our listeners listen through Facebook. They don't actually watch our video. They're actually listening to our video in the background.
Right.
Right. So,
sure.
I mean, you get so much more information when you have the person right in front of you, and you could ask them the second and third question, which you don't get from an article. So right. It's very important.
I think, you know, you can read things online and in a newspaper. And I personally look at articles in print form, whether it's online or paper, or I listen to the radio and I watch local television a lot, the commercial stations, nonprofit, PBS, and kind of a combination of all those is how I get my news. But one of the things that I kind of like about when you're listening to an interview, whether it's on radio or television, and you hear sound bites or you hear an interview that's in their words as opposed to just a quote in an article, it adds that personal touch and it makes it more powerful.
Absolutely. So actually, if I watch an interview, now I'm more intrigued, or I'll go and grab that article now. Right?
Absolutely.
Because now the article means more to me.
And you can find more of the intricate details that are in the print.
And I do that with everything, actually. I mean, you know, my show is a political show. Yeah. And what I do is I grab articles, but then I go and I reference all the videos attached to any article because I want to see if what they wrote about is actually what was said in the video. And you'll find that 50% of most articles, at least 50%, has nothing to do with the video.
Really?
Or they misquote the video, or they grab a little snippet of video and they take it out of context. So for me, it's so important to actually see the person say the thing.
Absolutely.
Instead of just reading about it.
And that goes back to being able to take a look into your town hall. I mean, if you look at, no disrespect to anybody who covers Board of Selectmen, Board of Finance, Town Council meetings.
Right.
You can't write everything verbatim, word for word in the paper. It's just be way too long. So you're trying to pick out what you feel is most important. And probably 90%+ of the time, they do a really good job of picking out the most important things.
Absolutely.
But there are things that have to get cut out for just cutting down to fit it on a page.
Right.
And so when you have the ability, like what you'd find on public access or on the state level, CTN, and in the federal level, C-SPAN, to be able to actually see what's happening in your town hall, in the Senate chambers, in the U.S. House of Representatives, you get it right from the source. And there's no editorial control over anything. It's all, I mean, there's nothing gets cut out. It's gavel to gavel.
Right.
So there's no, it can't be skewed in another way.
Now, how time consuming is it if you guys go out and cover a meeting in one of your towns?
Generally, a lot of it's volunteers. So it takes as long as the meeting is goes, and sometimes it can get stretched out if there's an executive session, which of course can't be recorded.
Right.
But we've had meetings that go 10 minutes or 3+ hours.
Exactly.
Before I worked at Valley Shore Community TV, I worked at CTN, and there were public hearings that I covered up there when I was a production technician that would go 15 plus hours.
Oh my goodness.
I mean, when you have a lot of testifiers that, that sign up, they're all entitled to time to speak to their,
oh yeah,
to the committee or their local state senator or representative. And,
right.
And so they just go. So,
exactly.
And the whole thing gets recorded.
But, and I'm sure there's no time refrain as far as how long you can speak for.
Generally not. Oh, well, yeah. I think it's 3 minutes.
Oh, okay.
So each person is entitled to 3 minutes.
Right.
And then if there's questions, that can stretch on beyond 3 minutes.
Absolutely.
So the legislators that sit on that committee can then ask questions of a testifier. And there's no time limit on that part.
No,
so,
definitely not. So things
can
could
get
stretch
lengthy.
Out and get
and
very
town
interesting.
Can get the same way.
Oh, absolutely.
We've had, during some public comment, in some cases, there's a contentious issue that happens. Just in my town, more recently, we closed an elementary school. So
yes.
There's a lot of people passionate about both sides of the issue.
Yes.
And so public comment can stretch out a long time because everybody's voicing their opinion. And that's democracy in action, really.
Right.
So,
right.
I mean, that's the beauty of it, being able to go to your town hall and speak your mind.
Exactly, exactly. Speaking of going places and speaking your mind, as far as Valley Shore Community TV goes, how many of you are there and who are they?
As far as employees?
Yeah.
Well, there's our executive director, Chuck.
All right.
Chuck Lewis, myself. We've been there since day one.
Okay.
We have Christy Kaminsky.
Right.
Who works with us. And then Max has done a few
town meetings
here and there.
Okay.
For us. But more importantly than our employees, we have a great group of volunteers, including our board of directors,
mm-hmm.
and all of which are volunteers.
Right.
And folks, I'm not going to name everybody because I don't want to miss and leave anybody out.
Mm-hmm.
But our volunteers are what make us work.
Exactly.
Because all the shows are volunteer produced. They're all staffed by volunteers for the
mm-hmm.
most part. I mean,
right.
There's always somebody staffed there because we got to unlock the door.
Exactly.
But everybody that has their hands on the cameras, the control boards, the video switcher, it's all volunteers.
The host,
you got it. The guests, most of what's on there, nobody's paid. It's all volunteer
time. Exactly.
And we wouldn't exist if it wasn't for that.
That's right. And like I tell people all the time, that doing what I do for you guys, doing what I do for WNNH and all my other, all my other outlets, I don't get paid. People ask me, why do you do it? Because I love doing what I'm doing.
You care.
Exactly. And
yep.
Somebody asked me the other day that, do you ever plan on giving up and quitting the Pete Mazzetti show? My answer was, when I can't put a sentence together, yes, but until that time, and that's going to be probably a long time coming.
Yeah. And there's a lot of, I know in a couple of the towns that we have, there's a few very local, well, I think they're weekly papers that are mostly volunteer run.
Okay.
I think the local paper in my town, I don't think anybody's paid.
I think they're all just
volunteers.
Oh,
and
wow.
It's ad supported to pay for the expense of the paper.
Okay.
But I'm pretty sure they're all volunteers. So it's people that care about getting the word out and care about their community to get, keep everybody informed and on the same page, really.
Exactly. And Harry, you guys with the station, you guys also are a volunteer based station, correct? As far as program hosts?
Mainly, everybody's a volunteer except for me.
Right.
I'm the only paid staff for WNHH radio.
Right. Correct.
So, but all of our hosts are volunteer hosts,
yeah.
And we have a lot of them.
You do? How many of them are there?
Not off the top of my head, but we have quite a few.
Okay.
I, like Chris just said, I don't want to...
You don't want to miss anybody.
I'm afraid I would miss somebody. So
exactly, you're not gonna. Yeah,
So I don't want to go there. But
no.
But yeah, we probably get over 20 hours of radio, of live radio a week, and all of it is volunteer.
That's pretty cool.
It is. It's very cool
because
we get so much input from the community. So it's. It's exciting to come in here every day because you're actually involved in something real, and
right.
It evolves every day. So it's good.
And you never know what I'm assuming, especially on your aspect of things, you never every day is a different day, so you never know what you're going to show. You never know what show's coming in on that
day. Every day's a different day. We have great guests. I mean, our host managed to put together some great guests. We get guests from all over the place. We'll get guests from across the country, you know, calling in and stuff like that. So, we always have some good guests. And then our morning show, Joe Ugly in the Morning at 6 a.m.
Sure.
An excellent show. So he goes for 3 hours, you know, for that morning from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m.
Yep.
And then you have Babs Rose Ivy, who's probably the best host in New Haven. You know,
absolutely.
She's like the best person you listen to. It's like talking to one of your closest friends
right.
every morning. So, it's exciting to come in. And Babs has some of the best guests also.
Okay.
And she has the criminal justice show that she does every 2 weeks also that is excellent. You know, so, I mean, it's good. I like my job.
Exactly. And one of the other shows that it just pops in off the top of my head, not only is it the Pete Mazzetti show, but from what I understand, you guys also do a show called Dateline New Haven with some host. What is his name again?
Yeah, that guy.
Him? What's his name?
The boss.
Yeah, him.
Paul Bass.
Yeah, there you go.
And Paul does an excellent show.
He does.
His shows are the most informative shows. And then you have him lately. Paul's been doing Dateline New Haven Video Jukebox. So he plays.
Yeah, I saw that
local
on Facebook.
Music, you know, and everything. So and he's been bringing in local artists on his show also, Video Jukebox. So I mean, Paul does quite a lot here, including being the editor of the New Haven Independent.
Right. And is there room if people want to get into the WNHH family? And
it's getting tight.
Okay.
The schedule is pretty tight now, but I'm always listening, you know, to
absolutely.
Ideas. So,
absolutely.
Yeah. So if you want to, if you have an idea.
Yeah.
And you want to just come in and learn radio, you can email me at harrydrolls@gmail.com.
There you go. And you'll get back to people and.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Speaking of people, and if people want to learn things, Chris, if people want to learn how to produce or host their own show what do they do?
So we're always open to new volunteers and kind of like Harry said, our schedule has actually gotten pretty tight as well.
Yeah.
A lot of which has to do with municipal meetings because they take up so much time. You got to get down to business, you know? One of the things that's really worked to our advantage and the advantage, I'm sure, of many other public access stations and here at WNHH is online.
Right.
So we don't actually have to find, you know, everybody wants those prime time slots.
Right.
Like yours at 7 o'clock on Tuesday.
Tuesday night.
So there's only seven o'clock time slots all week. But if you want to watch on demand, you watch when you want, where you want, how you want.
Right.
So that frees up the schedule. So we still program 24 hours a day on Channel 19, but we also have all of our videos online at vsctv.com. So people can watch not only our live stream, but all of our locally produced shows on demand.
Right.
And that it works on smart TVs. It works on your mobile device,
yep.
if you have an iPhone or Android on your computer, and you can take it with you and watch and listen wherever you like. But if somebody's interested in getting a hold of us, you can send us, visit our website, vsctv.com. There's a contact us form there. You can reach out to us that way or give us a call. It's 860-399-1857 and talk to myself or Christy.
And what are hours of operation for the studio?
Generally, we're Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 11 to 7, and Thursday, Friday, 8 to 4.
Okay.
Others by appointment. And,
absolutely.
Of course, there are some scenarios where those hours are not necessarily when we're open due to other shows like basketball. So if we're doing a basketball game, we may not be in Westbrook at 7 o'clock if
exactly.
there's a game or out in the field or something like that. So I always suggest people to call ahead because I hate to have people walk, you know, drive all the way down there and have us not be there.
And nobody be there.
That's very rare most of the time, but there are certain occasions where that may happen because of other commitments. If we've done debates, we've done School concerts and things like that would require us to do a show outside the studio.
Absolutely. So we wouldn't
be there if that's the case. But
now, how hard is it to go in and once the concept of your idea of your show is in your head, how hard is it to make everything happen as far as planning and as
well? We help you every step of the way. So we'll start off with training. Okay. So it depends on the type of show you're looking to do. For example, we actually just started a show on Monday called Sure Things.
Okay.
With Mary Pochaninoff. I hope I said that right. who came to us about a month or two ago with an idea for a show, a talk show.
Yeah.
And over the last few weeks, worked with Christy and myself to put it together. And we taped her first episode on Monday. The second one on Tuesday, it'll air Monday at 6 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
So in the crew, you know, we'll help. Especially with the first few shows,
right.
You know, we'll help crew that. And then in her case, her husband helped run one of the cameras. And we try to get as many volunteers involved as we can.
Absolutely.
So you can have your own crew for your show and make it your own.
Right.
So a lot of times I'll advise people to start off kind of simple.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then we can dial it up and get more fancy and do more
right.
special effects and graphics and fancy opens and all kinds of cool stuff like that.
Exactly.
But just to get started, once you have a few shows under your belt, then you can improve on them. Just kind of get your feet wet and then get the feel for it.
Exactly. And then Pete Mazzetti shows up and God knows what happens.
Yeah, it's like a well-oiled machine. It just happens.
Exactly, exactly. Hey, Harry, how hard is it to train somebody to do their own show here at the station? What's it entail?
Huh. It's
okay.
Pretty hard. No. What we usually do is I'm either running the boards or I'm remotely running everything, right? So it's not that hard to come in and learn the boards.
Right.
I take care of everything else.
Right.
So not that hard. I mean, it's just taking the time to come in and learn.
Absolutely.
You know, but for me, I always say it's cake. Everybody makes it, you know, out to be rocket science, but no. It's just repetition. You could do it.
Exactly, exactly. And as far as social media goes, Chris, where can people go and watch and listen and all that other good stuff?
Yeah, so right now you can watch all of our content online on our website, www.vsctv.com.
Okay.
On demand and live. We also post stuff on YouTube. If search for Valley Shore Community TV on YouTube. We're on Facebook. I think it's the same thing, Valley Shore Community Television. And then our Twitter is Valley Shore TV, I believe.
Okay.
We're still getting into Twitter. Twitter was never really my thing. But
oh, no?
I don't know. I'm more of a Facebook person. I never really did Twitter. But
yeah. Yeah, I'm fairly new to Twitter.
We do post
myself,
a lot on our Facebook page.
Absolutely.
So that's pretty much where absolutely. We do both, but then maybe next we'll venture into Instagram.
Oh, there you go. There you go. You
we'll see.
See how hard it could be.
Got to try to get where all the viewers are, right?
Exactly, exactly. And Harry, if people want to listen and find out more information on the station, where can they go as far as social media goes?
On social media, we're kind of all over the place. So on Facebook is our main spot also, right? So you'll have all of our videos on the New Haven Independence Facebook page, on the WNHH Community Radio, at WNHHLP on Twitter, on YouTube is New Haven Independent, Twitch, also New Haven Independent, and Periscope is at WNHHLP. So all of our videos are there. They just live there. So, I mean, we have some huge playlists. So you could go and, like Chris said, you could, at any time is on demand. You could go and watch or listen to any one of our shows. And there's an excellent show on Mondays at 2 p.m. Every Monday, 2 p.m., there's this breaking news, absolutely breaking the news with Harry, a.k.a. The Brave. So you should check that out, too. You might learn something.
I've listened to Harry.
Politics.
I've actually listened to Breaking the News. Now, we have a little bit more time left, Harry, so I'm going to put you on the spot. Tell us about Breaking the News with a.k.a. Harry the Brave.
Well, breaking the news is pretty simple. I grab headlines
okay.
from all over the place. And what I do is I I dig deep into the story. I don't just stop with what they're saying, and I'll grab videos, okay, and I'll show you what really happened, you know, and I'll point out the bias of the media. So it's pretty simple. Everybody thinks I'm defending Trump. I'm usually not defending Trump. I'm attacking the hypocrisy of the media and of the loony left, like I like to call them.
Right.
But, you know, it's a fun show.
It is. I've actually listened to your show on Monday afternoons. It's very, very informative.
And I want to say hi to Kobe.
Yeah.
Who's actually commenting on our page. She says, thank you, Pete and Chris, for all you do for the community.
There you go. Yeah, we should probably say hi to Kobe as well.
Yeah, I think we know who she is.
I think I've heard of her.
Yeah, she sounds familiar.
Yeah, right.
So shout out to Kobe.
Exactly. Shout out to Kobe.
Hi, Kobe.
We also got a shout out to Christy Kaminsky, who's back at Valley Shore Community TV this afternoon.
Yeah, she's holding down the fort.
We're here, so.
I don't know if she's listening, but if she is.
I was going to say, yeah.
Thanks for watching the studio.
Thanks for watching the studio while we're hanging out doing our thing. And as far as Perry, what people also don't know is how can they listen to the Pete Mazzetti show on WNNH?
Well, on WNHH, you could listen to the show so many different ways, right? So you could go to the newhavenindependent.org,
right?
And we have the stream live there,
right?
And then you can listen to us on TuneIn Radio,
absolutely.
And after the show, mm-hmm, you can listen on SoundCloud. It becomes a podcast on SoundCloud.com.
Okay.
And then within 48 hours, SoundCloud bumps it up to iTunes. So you could find the podcast there on iTunes also. So, uh-huh. I mean, there's many ways to listen to us.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you guys are a great community asset and a great community radio station. And I'm very lucky to have you guys as part of the Pete Mazzetti Network. And as far as letting you guys let me come in and do my thing.
Hey. We like you doing your thing. So.
According to you, you like me doing my thing live in studio rather than pre-recorded. No,
I like your pre-records too. Okay. I don't want to, you know, throw shade on your recordings.
Is that directed our way?
No. I like live.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, absolutely. It's
better live.
But I like your shows too, that are pre-recorded.
That's right.
You do a good show, Pete.
Thank you, Harry. How long have you been with Paul?
Well, that's a long story.
Oh boy.
I like to say, I don't know if Paul will agree with me, but I've been around as long as Donald Trump has been around, right? So
okay.
Now, this office contains the New Haven Independent.
Yes.
La Voz Hispana.
Uh-huh.
Right? And then WNHH Radio, right?
Right.
And I'm the only conservative here, right? So I get, you know, smacked around by the left here every day. Well, I'm giving them too much credit. I do the smacking around.
Right.
But so for years, I've been debating with Paul, you know.
Sure.
I would come in and do some consulting here. And, you know, everybody didn't understand the 2016 election. You know, and I would come in here and I would predict Donald Trump's victory and how, you know, everybody was being short-sighted and they don't understand what America's going through and the forgotten people, the hardworking people. And right after Trump won, I feel like Paul wanted to know really what the other side, you know, is really about. So I think he has me here to be his muse, right?
There you go.
to get that opinion from the other side.
Right.
But yeah, I think it just weakened him a little and he hired a conservative after Trump won. I think that's the truth.
Is that the truth? One of these shows on a future upcoming show of the Pete Mazzetti show, I will be back in studio and you and I are going to sit down and talk politics for an edition of the Pete Mazzetti show.
Okay.
I'll tune in for that.
I was going to say, Harry, you think you can handle Pete Mazzetti for 45 minutes? Because I've been, and I know you know some of about Pete Mazzetti, but my mom recently retired. And I was son of an elected official since 1987. So I've been in the state aspect of things, the local aspect of things, as far as local politics go. Like someone said to me recently, they were talking, we were talking about the show, and Chris, you can probably tell me who I'm going to reference. People would die to have Pete Mazzetti's Rolodex, because when I tape my show, I can get pretty high-end guests on a moment's notice, like the comptroller of the state of Connecticut. I've had Nancy Wyman on, who was the former lieutenant governor. I've had Kevin Lembo on, who is the comptroller for the state of Connecticut.
Yep.
So people tell me that
Congressman Courtney,
and I'm not going to start naming guests because I'm going to miss somebody, but people said to me people would die to have my Rolodex, because Pete Mazzetti is a well-known, well-liked, and pretty well-respected.
That's pretty cool. I mean, it's okay to name drop,
yeah.
Pete.
So. I know, but I don't want to miss anybody, Harry.
No, I get it. But I don't want to miss anybody.
You might exceed the rest of the show.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It is a long list.
It is a long
but
list.
The truth is, Pete, I don't mind talking about politics.
Okay.
The thing is I'm not sure if Pete Mazzetti could handle Harry's politics.
We'll see. We'll see. There's a long way to November.
How liberal are you, Pete? That's the question.
Exactly. Well, we'll save that for another time.
Yeah, we'll save it for another time.
We'll save that for another time. So, Chris, before we say good afternoon, one more time, information on the station.
Yeah, so if you're in any of our nine towns, you can watch on Comcast, channel 19, 18 and 19, and we're on 19. If you're on Frontier TV statewide, channel 6089. And then, of course, our website, www.vsctv.com. And you can also find us on YouTube.
Right. And, Harry, if people want to listen on the station, where should they go one more time?
If you're in your car, you listen to us at 103.5 FM.
Yeah.
And if you're online, you either go to newhavenindependent.org, and there's a little button there that you can listen to our show. It streams our shows.
Okay.
And if not, we stream all the time on TuneIn Radio. And our schedule, you know, we go from 9 a.m. in the morning to 3 p.m.
Right.
Right. But and then we repeat the shows for the nightly schedule.
Okay.
Right, so you could stream us all the time on our website or on TuneIn Radio.
Yep.
Now, if you want to see what Harry looks like, you know, you go to the New Haven Independence Facebook page.
Right.
And there's the playlists are there of all of our shows.
Yes.
You could, it's on demand. You could see whatever show.
Right.
So there you go.
Exactly, and I think we're almost out of time, so we want to thank Chris Morgan for stopping by this afternoon. Hopefully we'll see you soon.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. On behalf of Chris Morgan, Harry Draz, I'm Pete Mazzetti. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.
All right. See you.